The situation in Uganda is beginning to recover because we have received rains, but these rains are very intermittent because the farmers did not expect them because of changing in weather. But they portend a future that should be a bit okay, because much as in some areas they came intermittently with floods, but in some areas they have been very peaceful rains, and farmers are expected to get bumper harvests. And what we do believe is that if government implements the strategies it has talked about, like introducing, you know, drip irrigation systems, introducing fertilizer subsidies, and also linking smallholder farmers to technologies that would allow them to do better harvest handling services, and also do some value addition, we expect that the food situation in this country should be able to stabilize.
You talk about irrigation. There are some parts of Uganda, northeastern, especially Karamoja region, where they were severely hit by the drought. What's being done to make the situation better there?
We have consistently encouraged governments to move food from areas of printer to areas of deprivation, and also build up food vaults or cereal vaults that would allow stabilization of food prices. That is the only way that you can have food across the country.
And talking of food across the country, is there a way the country can have food security without a proper policy on food security, for instance, or how food is moved from one region to the other?
Yeah, the idea is breaking the bottlenecks from the supply side, you know, by, for instance, increasing the burden of linking production to the markets, because community access roads need to be seriously opened, and local governments need to be very serious on that. And a food policy should definitely be codified, because it would be important for guiding not only the central government, but also the local governments to engage in food projections and building of vaults that would allow communities to really be food sufficient.
And what's your comment on the food export policy? Because there are instances where farmers now sell all their crops without having any in reserve, and any slight disruption in the food supply chain causes panic.
Yeah, I definitely do agree with you, because the first time in that was before actors in the agriculture sector encouraged income as opposed to food security, because the idea was that they encouraged the market to drive the food market, and said that if you have money in your pocket, you should be able to go to the supermarket and therefore access food. But I mean, with inflation and also, you know, importation of food, it became absolutely very difficult. So there seems to be a shift now in policy that says we must ensure household food security before we can talk about commercialization and having smallholder farmers via into markets. And I think NAD is now promoting food security crops like cassava and others in all the households that are very vulnerable, which I think is absolutely very important and a very major shift from the market-led food production system that encourages people to sell everything and have money because they think they can go to the supermarket.